The Rosary is the most popular form of prayer in the world and has been prayed by people of all ages and races in its current form for almost 800 years. Tradition has it that Our Lady appeared to Saint Dominic and taught him the 15 mysteries and how to pray the Rosary in the 13th century. The two great apostles of the Rosary were Blessed Alain de la Roche, to whom Our Lady gave her wonderful and famous 15 promises, and Saint Louis de Montfort, who lived in the 18th century. The late Archbishop Fulton Sheen taught that the Rosary is the perfect prayer because it requires the whole person to pray it properly, body, mind, and soul. Our fingers move as we count the beads, our voices recite the words, and we use our imagination as we meditate on the mysteries. And because it is a prayer, our souls are in communion with the Holy Trinity. It is also a social prayer because it can be prayed in families, in religious communities, at gatherings, and even on car trips. In a certain sense, no one can pray a rosary alone because we are joined by the holy angels and saints in heaven who prayed along with us. Archbishop Sheen also pointed out that the rosary's average length, 17 minutes, is in perfect harmony with what psychologists tell us is the optimal human attention span. All this should not come as a surprise. Many holy saints have pointed out that the rosary is not a prayer conceived by men. It was Jesus who taught us the Our Father, and the words of the Hail Mary come directly from the Bible. The angel Gabriel was the first to pray, "Hail Mary, full of grace," and Mary's cousin Elizabeth proclaimed that Mary was blessed among women. The words, "Holy Mary, Mother of God," come directly from the title given to Our Lady to affirm Jesus' divinity during the Council of Ephesus in 431. And every time you pray the Rosary or a Hail Mary, you fulfill Our Lady's biblical prophecy that all generations shall call her blessed. According to St. Louis de Montfort's classic work, True Devotion to Mary, as you pray the Rosary, you are helping to form the heel that will crush the head of Satan, a prophecy from the first book of the Bible, Genesis 3:15. At the same time, you are responding to Our Lady of Fatima's request to pray the Rosary for peace in the world. In fact, you are joining tens of millions of Christians who believe that Our Lady of Fatima's promise of a period of peace will be ushered into history in no small part by praying the Rosary. Finally, every time you pray all 15 decades of the Rosary, whether in one sitting, during a whole day, or during 3 days, you are praying through the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. The Rosary, like a beautiful diamond, has many facets, but at its center is Jesus. The joyful mysteries start with his conception, then bring you through his birth and childhood. During the sorrowful mysteries, you relive his passion and death on the cross. And during the glorious mysteries, you meet the risen Jesus, his apostles, the descent of his Holy Spirit, and you travel all the way across time and salvation history to our present day, where Christ the King rules the universe with his humble mother, Mary, his queen. So pray the Rosary every day. Don't say it, pray it. Pray with your whole family or part of your family. Teach your friends, children, and relatives to pray the Rosary. Ask God for the grace to become a saint every time you pray it. According to Blessed Alain, those who teach others to pray the Rosary will receive special graces, including the intercession of the entire celestial court in heaven. Every time you pray the Rosary, you imitate Christ, especially when he was on the cross. Because you are asking Our Lady to be with you and to pray for you, now and at the hour of your death.